2 o'clock. This is Chris Ryder with Victory News. First, the latest on the Channel collision. HMS Achilles, the crippled Royal Navy frigate, is still on her way to Portsmouth, and the oil slick that resulted from the collision is now reported to be heading towards the coast southeast of Dover. Here's Hugo Manson.
HMS Achilles, the 2,500-ton Leander-class frigate damaged in last night's Channel collision with a supertanker, is now expected to dock in Portsmouth early this evening, having been diverted from Plymouth. The Navy can't give a definite time, as the ship is proceeding very slowly and with a damaged port bow. However, a naval spokesman said the Achilles is not making water and injuries to the crew have been minimal. A large number of boats have put out to sea from coastal... coastal ports in case they can be of assistance. Meanwhile, an oil slick 5 miles long and 1 mile wide, about 7 miles southeast of Dover, is drifting towards Folkestone. Tugs from Dover are at the scene, and the oil is being sprayed with foam. Coast guards all along the Sussex and Kent coasts have been alerted to keep an eye out for the oil, and some towns have already reported oil smells blown in by the sea breezes. At the 220,000-ton Liberian-registered Olympic Alliance is undamaged and is now heading towards Rotterdam. The last major oil slick in Britain was caused when the Torrey Canyon spilled more than 100,000 tons of crude oil into the Atlantic off Land's End in Cornwall. More than 100 miles of the coastline was polluted. Hugo Manson for Victory News.
The government has today shut down the incident centres it set up to monitor the provisional IRA ceasefire in Northern Ireland. From Westminster, Peter Murphy.
Only last week in the House of Commons, Northern Ireland Secretary Merlin Rees said he was considering the future of the seven centres, as their usefulness had diminished. They were set up by the government last February, after talks with the provisional Sinn Féin, the idea being that they would act as a point of contact in either direction between the authorities and the people. Any problems could be sorted out without resort to violence. There's no doubt they were a success, but in recent weeks the appearance of so many splinter groups and the feud between the two wings of the IRA meant they no longer served any real purpose. Peter Murphy, IRN, Westminster.
And Provisional Sinn Féin, the political wing of the Provisional IRA, say they're going to keep open their incident centres, which they set up alongside the government ones. General Franco's condition is worsening. The latest medical bulletin issued by his 30 doctors in Madrid say the 82-year-old general has suffered a new stomach hemorrhage. It adds that there are irregularities in his heartbeat and X-rays show his lung congestion has increased. Yesterday it was reported he was developing pneumonia. A 21-year-old illegal immigrant has been sentenced at the Old Bailey to 4 separate terms of life imprisonment for the murder of 4 children. Peter Chand of Greenwich was found guilty of stabbing his 4 cousins, aged 18 months and 12 years, at their home last March. The jury took about an hour to return their verdict. A market gardener was fined £100 with £75 costs at Chichester today for stealing £9 worth of meat from a local cash-and-carry wholesalers. George Bowman, who's 60, of Cherry Tree Farm, Bracklesham Way, near Chichester, was found guilty by a Crown Court jury of theft after a 3-day trial. He was said to have left the warehouse with other articles and not paid for the meat. And finally, Portsmouth is to be the first city in Britain to bring in cycle routes in the middle of an urban area. From the autumn, an experimental 4-mile network of special routes for cyclists will come into operation. Cyclists will be encouraged to use 10-foot-wide lanes along the centre of specially chosen routes between homes and schools, 3 shopping centres and Portsmouth Naval Base.
The weather.
The weather.
And it'll be a dry afternoon. Quite sunny at first, but more cloudy later on. Maximum temperature 11 degrees centigrade and a freshening easterly wind. That's 52 degrees Fahrenheit. So, Chris with the pink ones informs me today.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying.
We interrupt this record to make an apology. Chris's are not pink, they're blue.